See the good in every situation. Always see the seed of good in every unpleasant situation. Lawrence Lamesh. Secret 14 to awaken your inner hero within 24 hours. Look for the good in every unpleasant situation. It will help you in your darkest days to see the light at the end of the tunnel. Things are brought into our lives to test us and to teach us to follow the right path in discovering who we really were meant to be. Sometimes clues are hidden in plain sight for our greater good. Everything happens for a reason. According to society, I wasn't meant to become a success because I didn't do well at school and I had no money. But I didn't let that put me off, even though my teachers never thought that I would amount to anything. Well, I'll show them, I thought, and so I did. I was lucky when I was a child because I failed a lot, and so failure doesn't really bother me anymore. I didn't know anyone who was rich, and I didn't have a mentor who could teach me the secrets to life and how to be successful. I disliked reading when I was younger. I was told to work on my weaknesses, which I now realise could have left me full of self-doubt and frustration, rather than to concentrate on my strengths, which seems obvious now. But that's what we should be taught to focus on, what we actually are good at. It makes sense, doesn't it? A few years ago, I wrote my first book called How I Bought 3 London Properties for a Football Ticket, which became an international bestseller. The only reason I decided to write the book was because when people used to ask me, "What do you do for work?" I would reply, "Imagine owning a home you'd love to own, but didn't think you can afford. Well, I help people just like you, with families like yours, who want to buy a property without the need of a mortgage. You don't need a deposit, you don't even need to have a job, and you can actually have bad credit but still get on the property ladder. Would you like to learn how?" And because so many people were really interested to learn more and to find out how this works, I decided to write a book because I wanted to help as many people around the world discover the secret that the banks don't want you to know about, that the rich want to keep hidden from ordinary people just like you and me. I don't think that is fair, so I decided to write a book that actually works in the real world for the good of the people. I've learned that I have an ability to write and deliver a message that is simple yet effective, that anyone can understand no matter what your background may be or where you are from, because I don't teach theory, I teach practical, easy to learn, step-by-step processes that help people to take action so that they can transform their circumstances. Although when I started to write my book, I have to admit that I did have a little self-doubt creep into my thoughts of, you failed school, you find reading challenging, you don't use big words because you don't understand most of them, and my teachers used to criticise me because of my spelling. I guess now I had the last laugh, Mrs. Green. But I knew that this villain inside me was testing me, so I had to learn to get out of my own way and to block out those thoughts by telling myself that I have a message to deliver to the world which will be my legacy. Also, if anything happened to me, I wanted my son, who was a baby at the time, to read my book one day to get to know who his father was and to learn more about my life and to give him something to be proud of and also to learn these secrets one day to help him in his life, just like I wanted to help you. So these were some of the reasons that drove me to continue to write my first book until I finished it and not to give up when things started to get tough along the way. I am so proud of that book because it has helped to change many lives around the world. If you want to get a free copy, all you need to do is to pay for shipping and handling. Go to this website now, www.propertybooksecrets.com. I started writing my book many years ago, but life seemed to get in the way at the time, so I put it off and kept telling myself, oh, I will write it next year, until one day I told myself enough is enough, and I wrote my first book within 5 days. You might be wondering, how did you do this? Well, I'm glad you asked me this question because I spoke to other successful authors who I thought were too busy to write a book. And when I found out their secret, I just took action and applied their knowledge and wisdom to get my book written quickly in the same way. You see, the answer is always out there. You just have to look for it, sometimes without having to reinvent the wheel. This book, however, took me 30 days to write, but I applied a different approach to writing this book from how I wrote my first book. It doesn't matter if I'm not a trained writer, because I believe that I do have a powerful message that can help change the lives of many people around the world, and I am glad to be sharing this knowledge with you. By questioning yourself based on your flaws that you think you have, or perhaps others have told you about, you are feeding the inner villain, and this stops you from taking up other opportunities that may pass you by over the years. If you could instead work on your strengths, it will help you to overcome any weaknesses. Everyone is good at something, so concentrate on that. You have amazing gifts and unique abilities inside you, and your success depends on improving your greatness by making it a habit. Remember the story of the two wolves? Well, the one you feed wins. So if you put energy into something that you're not good at, then you will lose confidence and move further away from success. However, if you focus on things that you are good at, you'll become great at them. Then you can pay someone else to do the things you're not good at. This will help to improve every area of your life, along with your bank balance. If you really want to build financial success and wealth, then make it a habit to only focus on all the things that you do well. The destiny of the earth is up to us, and its fate is in our hands. Lawrence Lamesh. Awaken your inner hero within 24 hours. 1. See the good in every situation. 2. Focus on your strengths. 3. There is a book inside you. Start writing about your life's experiences because your knowledge is valuable and you could help others with your story.